Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
All right, our 11th question. Taking into account all information you know, what would be your most desirable place to live in the USA? We just heard on yesterday's show from Nate Silver, who has that New York Magazine cover story on the best places to live in New York City. And we had a good call-in on what criteria make for a good city neighborhood. For this, have you thought about what criteria would make the most desirable place for you to live anywhere in the United States? How would you judge? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. The top city criteria were housing costs and a convenient commute. If you were choosing between anywhere in America, are those the first things that still come to mind? Let's say cost of living and a convenient commute, or would the criteria change? Would it be the weather? Do you all want to move to Hawaii or San Diego? How about the political climate or job prospects for income or interesting work or proximity to a big city or remoteness from a big city? Taxes, that's always in the news, the idea that better off people move wherever the taxes are low. Have you ever done that, or would you? How about cultural diversity or diversity of the arts? Or maybe you just want to be where your family is or where your family isn't. But let's take Randy from Croton on Hudson's 11th question. Taking into account all information you know, what would be your most desirable place to live in the USA? 212-433-9692. And Tom in Riverdale, you're on WNYC. Hi, Tom.
Hey, how are you?
Good. That's New Jersey, not the Bronx, right?
New Jersey, not the Bronx.
And?
I would like to live in Seattle, Washington. Seems to have a really nice climate. People seem to be really happy. I don't care too much about the rent or the cost of living. Seems to have a lot of good scenery, really bucolic. My sister lives out there. And as a matter of fact, she works for NPR.
Huh. So why in real life don't you live there?
In real life, I've been in New Jersey for a long time. Pretty much my roots are there. My children are here. To really uproot myself would be a pretty major event in my life, and I'm just not prepared to do it. However, I'm 55, and I probably will be prepared to do it, I'm going to guess, in the next 10 or 12 years.
Tom, good luck if you do it. Good luck if you stay here. Thank you for your call. April in the Bronx, where would you live in the USA anyway? Hawaii. Why?
Well, I think it would be comparable to the international flavor that you have in New York. And I also think that I would enjoy the food, and I think the sunshine would provide me the vitamin D that I need.
Keep out of the sun too much. April, thank you for your call. One for Hawaii. Janet in Westchester, where would you go?
Hi. If I had my choice, I would love to move to Bozeman, Montana with my husband. I am retired. He is not. So we don't have the choice right now. But the climate is absolutely beautiful. Skiing is right there. And you have all the cultural opportunities of the University of Montana, everything they offer. So you're not in really wilderness.
It is a university town. You said the climate. Is it freezing there in Montana in the winter?
No, it's cold, but it's a very dry cold. It's not like New York. Mm-hmm. And it's very tolerable. I just did see on the radio that it's snowing there today, so
wow.
I may have to revise it. But when I was there, it was just lovely, and
Janet,
I was there in the month of November.
Thank you very much for your call. One for Bozeman. Doug in Piscataway, where would you live?
I would move to Austin, Texas. It's a great community. It's a big town. It's sophisticated. It has a good educational system. It has low taxes. It's pretty. It's good eating, good music, good scenery. I would move there in a flash if I could.
So the last caller likes the university town in the north. You like the university town in the south.
That's right.
Doug, thank you. Here are some actual stats, by the way, and the fastest growing U.S. cities turn out to be suburbs: North Las Vegas, McKinney, Grand Prairie, and Denton, all outside of Dallas. This is 2000 to 2006, the fastest growing, technically, cities. Phoenix had the largest population increase of any major city between 05 and 06, adding more than 43,000 residents to reach 1.5 million. Let's see what else. Well, New York City had a 2.6% increase in population from 2000 to 2006, compared to, say, a 97% increase in McKinney, Texas, 71% increase in North Las Vegas, and in our area, Elizabeth, New Jersey, up almost 5% in that period. Newark up 3%, Stamford, Connecticut up 2%, Yonkers up about 1% in the period 2000 to 2006. Elisa in New Rochelle, if you could move anywhere in the U.S., where would it be?
Portland, Oregon.
Because?
Because it has a great mild climate, really nice people, low cost of living, clean air, organic food, a lot of nature, outdoor opportunities, and architecturally and aesthetically, the cities and towns are designed really nicely.
I love Portland, too, but it does rain 6 months a year.
That's true. You have to, I guess you have to get used to the rain. But there's a lot of rain here in New York also, so I don't think it's that much more.
Elisa, thank you. Dan in Clifton, you're on WNYC. Hi, Dan. Where would you move, Dan, if you could move anywhere? Dan, we'll come back to you when you turn your radio down. Let's see. Chanot in the West Village.
Yes.
How about you?
I'm here. I want to stay right where I am.
And you weren't born here, were you?
North Carolina.
So you've already made the migration of your dreams?
Yes.
And what do you love most about New York?
Everything I must have, I can walk to. Everything I want, I can take the subway. And I can take a subway and a bus and get to any airport or train station to get out when I need to.
Thank you for your call. Let's try Dan in Clifton again. Hi, Dan.
How you doing?
Good. Where would you go?
I picked Overland Park, Kansas, for two reasons. One, my son's and has moved out that way. We've been out there three times. It's a very fast-growing city. It's well laid out. It's like he's like six blocks from Kansas City, so he's got all the city stuff he wants, and there's a lot of free stuff for young people.
Thank you for your call.
I understand also that I think it's been listed probably for 1 or 2 years as one of the best top places to live anyway. So, but it was really enjoyable, clean air. Weather was perfect.
That's great. Not a lot of New Yorkers calling up saying they would move to Kansas, but there's Dan saying he would, and you heard the reasons. Jim in Hoboken, how about for you?
Lake Champlain, Vermont.
How come?
It's beautiful, and it's close enough to New York if I ever need to get back to civilization.
Thank you very much. Sandra in Elizabeth, if you could move anywhere in the U.S., where would it be? Our 11th question.
Yes, I'd like to stay in New Jersey because, first of all, away of all natural hazards. I don't like the hurricanes, the earthquakes all over the United States. So New Jersey is safe for me, and it's close to New York City, the best city in the world. I have half an hour, I get into New York City. So I'm happy in New Jersey, and I'd like to stay there.
Good for you. But did you feel that little earthquake they had a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
No problem, though, huh? Another one for the Northwest, I think. Stanley in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to comment. I'm fine in Brooklyn, but the person from Seattle happens to be that facts are there are the most overcast days and the highest suicide rate in Seattle. So, most cloud-covered days.
So you're the rebuttal to the Northwest callers.
I don't get it. Seattle has the most overcast days. It's a fact. Rainy and like London.
Thank you for your call. Charles in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Real quick, where would you go?
I'd go to Boulder, Colorado.
Because?
Because, first of all, it's beautiful. It's remote from any place they're going to drop an atom bomb, and they're certainly going to drop one, unfortunately. I hate to say it, but that's their objective. And we're not stopping settlements in Israel. We're not giving them anything they want. We're taking away their drugs in Kamal Har, whatever you want to call the place. They grow all their poppies. And, you know, they love to intimidate us. We're giving them all the publicity, so why not?
Charles, thank you for your call. Did we stray from Boulder, Colorado's charms there in that call? Anyway, thanks to all of you who call with your answers to our first 11th question in our census series. We'll do a lot more of them. You can add your 11th question nominations to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, and we'll give the last word to Nick, who wrote on our comments page, where would he move to? The carbohydrates aisle at Trader Joe's on Court Street. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.